Log Talk Radio.
Overflow. praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all tonight with peace and with love. And we are now here live at Christ Successful Life Ministries International, where Pastor Sam Billa, Eugene Tamman, he is the pastor, and we thank God for him and his awesome family, our awesome family here at Christ Successful Life Ministries. We thank God you're tuning in to the Night Vigil live, and we thank God that we have a great man of God in the house tonight. A lot of you know Uchi of Double Double. He is in the house on tonight, and in a few more minutes, you're going to hear some ministering going on. You're going to hear singing. You're going to hear praying. And you're going to hear Uchi on tonight, of course. And we just thank God we're here to fellowship. We want to give a shout-out to all of Africa on tonight, to all of Italy and the UK, to Ireland, to Pakistan, Jamaica, Trinidad, Tobago, United States of America, you name it, all around the globe that is listening to us on tonight. We want to say God bless you all. We're going to take you into the sanctuary right now.
I just want to get us ready for the prayer tonight. I'm going to invite Pastor Uche to hear the preacher. And don't let anybody up front here in any way, neither their voice or anything they wear or how they sing, distract you. And I'm going to start by declaring that God is sovereign. God is sovereign. God is sovereign. He possesses all the power and everything that we need today. There is a song we used to sing in Africa when we pray. They say, all that God, there are the works of men, but you are the only true God, and there is none like unto thee. I don't know if you want to sing that song, but to declare it. To declare it to the Lord. That all other gods, the gods that are meet with him, gods that cannot speak to you. We think of the Buddhas and all the rest, but when we talk, they can't answer. But our God, when we speak, he answers. So please put your hand and begin to worship him. As the choir give us that song. Just begin to worship him, somebody. Or just begin to worship in somebody. Just begin to worship in somebody. Start struggling and begin to go up. Just begin to go up. Just begin to worship in.
Oh, God.
Begin to pray. pray. Holy Spirit, Lord, I pray. I begin to pray. The Holy Ghost anoint me. Fresh anointing like the day of Pentecost. I need a fresh touch. I need a touch of heaven. In the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to pray with me. Pray with me. Pray with me. In the name of Jesus. Let us do it in one accord tonight. Let us do it in one accord tonight. In the name of Jesus. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray.
Lord, I'm ready to
in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for this. The Bible says in the book of Luke chapter 10 and verse 19, you see, have given us power to tread over Satan and scorpions. And every power of darkness, he has given me power, he has given you power. The Bible says in the book of James that if you resist the devil, James chapter 4, if you resist the devil, he will flee away from you. In the book of 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, say, greater is he that is inside of me than any discouragement, than any cancer that is coming my way, than any arthritis. Greater is he tonight that is inside of me. So I want us to go before the Lord. The one everything we bind on earth, heaven signs it. Whatever thing we bind on earth, tonight we're going to bind some diseases. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Tonight we're going to bind some diseases. We're going to remove some walls that have been before you. Tonight we're going to release some things. Tonight we're going to speak in another language. Maybe you're not even born in the Holy Ghost yet. Today may be your night. Today may be the night we experience the hand and heart. Maybe you have been barren financially, but tonight you go back with a song in your mouth. Oh, I don't know who I'm talking to. This is Revelation knowledge. I think tonight, I want you to go before the Lord and say, let every mountain, let every valley, let everything that will stop me from receiving, in the name of Jesus, you better bow. The Bible says, at the mention of his name, Philippians chapter 2, every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Let us pray and pray. As I said, we'll make the mountain low. And we'll make the valley below for the glory of the Lord to be revealed tonight. Let us begin to pray, begin to resist everything. Whatever unbelief or lack of faith will resist you, we receive everything that is resistible by the anointing, by the unction of God tonight. We say we will receive our blessing in the name of Jesus. Now we want all to stand tonight, Lord. We will stand and receive in the name of Jesus. Somebody begin to pray like a prayer warrior, like someone who is upset in the Holy Ghost, like someone who is ready, like someone who knows the authority that is upon them. Every second tonight in this city of Sarkin, in the state of Michigan, in America, in the world, you will not stop our blessing. Yes, in the name of Jesus. I don't want Daniel's experience today. The Bible says Daniel prayed his prayer. The anointing came to the hotel. Tonight we will not be held. In the name of Jesus, I am ready for the move of God. Yes, I resist every weakness. In the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Jesus said they did not receive because they ask amiss. They did not receive because they didn't have the faith. But put your hand on your chest and say, tonight I have the faith. I have the faith. Say that to me and say, I have the faith. I have the faith to receive. I have the faith to receive in the name of Jesus. Somebody put your hand together for Jesus. Walk up to three people and shake your hand. Shake somebody's hands. Shake somebody's hands. Say, brother, pray with me tonight. Help me pray. Shake somebody's hands. Sing, pray, my friend. Somebody shake somebody's hands. Say, I want to pray with you tonight. I want to be with you. So help me tonight in prayer. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you want to pray with me. If you know you didn't come to pray, you may want to change your seat. I need somebody about me who can pray. I need somebody about me who can pray. Yes, Lord, we give you praise. Please somebody, shake their hands. So I need somebody about me who can help me pray tonight. Yes, talk to somebody. In the name of Jesus, we can be seated for a few moments. Amen. The beauty about all night is that we don't, as I said, we don't have our suits on looking very serious. We are simple. Amen. So if you want to see us dress up, come on Sunday. Amen. Because that's the day we celebrate. But today we are here to pray. So we don't care about our hairstyle or makeup or whatever. We want to just pray. Amen. We're going to welcome the servant of God, Pastor Uche. But before we do that, we want to acknowledge our bishop behind and the wife. Praise the Lord. Can you put your hands together for God? Amen. The Bible is to give honor to who honor is due. Amen. And the last time Pastor Uche was here, we were privileged to go to their church, and they were with us the day he was performing. Amen. So we're going to move into prayer now. So let's put our hands together as we welcome Pastor Uche. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm in a joy, excited to be here. You're not clapping like you're excited. I just want to really appreciate the man of God for giving me the opportunity to be here tonight. And the first lady of the ministry also for, you know, the leadership of this ministry. Praise that God I've been using to move this word forward and uphold the hand of the man of God, his wife. I want to say big God bless you. I know that your reward will be in double here and also in heaven. And I also want to appreciate Mama and Papa for coming tonight to support me. And, you know, they brought me here. And when they heard I was coming, they said, no, we have to come and support. And I was like, really? Please put your hands together for Mama. Mr. Clark, Mom, and Providence Joyce. Thank you so much for loving me and taking me as one of your sons. And also to Sister Tanya Johnson. She was the woman that God actually used to bring me to the front. The first time that I came here, God used her mighty. And you know, she brought me, she did all the work, connected me to Pastor Eugene and his wife. He connected me to all of you, connected me also to Bishop and Mom. And so I really celebrate Sonia Johnson. Please put your hands together. I know she's doing the radio blog and, you know, making sure people are listening and all of that. So I'm really happy to be here tonight. I know that God will do something in your life. Say amen. Now, are you ready? Jump in your feet, people. Praise God. How many of you are ready tonight? Let me tell you, whenever we come into the presence of God, it is an opportunity for our lives to be affected forever. And I know that God is in this house because I felt the presence of God. And, you know, today I didn't go anywhere. I just spent time in the presence of God. And one of the things that happened to me tonight, today, while I was in the presence of God, is that God increased the number of angels that go with me. And that means God took me to another level of anointing. And the anointing is a supernatural endowment. The anointing is not for entertainment. The anointing is for the church, for the body. Are you hearing me? It's for the body. And that anointing is in this house tonight. Let me tell you, there are numbers of angels already in this house. And I just pray we're able to grasp what's going to happen to you. One thing I know is that you'll never be the same. Amen. While I was sitting down, I saw all of us being moved to the next level. Are you listening to me? I saw God moving everyone here tonight to the next level. Corporately, I just felt like we're in a board, and all of us moved to the next level. So tonight, one of the things that will happen to you is you will contact the ability to break through. Are you saying amen? Whether you like it or not, because you've stepped in here, you must break through. You must what? Break through. Some of you have been looking at doors, and it's like the doors are not able to open. But after tonight, we will push the boy to open on his own. That's what happens to a man that has the anointing of breakthrough. When you approach the door is opening. You've been knocking at the door, you've been looking for things, and it's like the more you chase, the more it draws away from you. The things that you're chasing will turn around and begin to come to you. I came tonight as a prophet. I came with everything. I came as an apostle, as a prophet, as a teacher, whatever you want. It's in the house tonight. All you have to do is to be sensitive. Listen to me. You gotta be sensitive and you have to be expectant. Because expectancy is the mother of manifestation. What you don't expect, you cannot manifest. You have to expect. Bible says without faith it's impossible to please God, to move God. If you don't have faith, you can't please God. You can't move God. See, faith is too attractive to God. Faith is what attracts you, attracts God to you. Tonight, everything that you need is in this house tonight. But what will determine how you will live tonight is your faith. And I believe that you have faith. Just look at your neighbor as a neighbor. I believe that you have faith. And there are so many things that I want us to do. I have about an hour. And I think, I know I'm going to Kingdom Culture on Sunday, that I'm also coming here, so I'm just going to walk out. So what I want to do, I want to invite as many people as possible. Let's have a good problem, which is we have to put people. Now, I don't want you to come alone. When you come in on Sunday, make sure you come with someone. Don't leave your family at home. Don't leave your brother. Send SMS, send it. Bring everybody. Tell them I'm in town. You know, when I'm in town, Jesus is in town also. Because I find him everywhere I go. So when you come on Sunday, I want you to come. How many of you are promising not to come alone on Sunday? Invite somebody. Invite your friends. Some of your friends that know my God is good, tell them to go, that I'm in town. I'm coming here. And I'll also be at Kingdom Culture. And those who can make it there can make it there. Those who can make it here, I'll make it here. And high praise at the evening. I'll be a high praise in Easter. Evening service, but invite your friend. Let me tell you, Sunday is going to be something else. For those of you, the Bible says that the husbandman is the first partaker. Now, for those of you that have arrived, you've come, you made it tonight, congratulations. Hallelujah. Because I know that something will happen to you. Amen. When I was praying today, God ministered to me and said that he has increased the number of angels that walk with me. It means that he has increased the anointing. And like I said, the anointing is for you. The anointing is not for entertainment. This body cannot contain the anointing. The anointing is too powerful. Are you understanding what I'm saying? The anointing in a man's life, in your bishop's life, is more than enough for everyone that lives in the church. That's what I'm saying. That's how the anointing is. That's how huge the capacity of the anointing. The anointing on a man's life is more than enough for the United States, everyone in this nation. That's how huge the anointing is. So the anointing is not for entertainment. The anointing is for you. The anointing can do anything for you. Tonight is multidimensional. It's diverse. Anointing can give you money, can give you health, can give you long life. So whatever it is that you've come with tonight, the anointing can give it to you. Say amen. But before I move, there are a lot of things that God is leading me to do tonight. But before I move in that dimension, I just want to show you some stuff in the Bible. Can you sit down a minute? Get your pen and paper list. The word of God is the answer. The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful. If you need a quick answer, that answer is in the word of God. The word of God is more quick, is quicker than any connection than you can ever think of. The word of God has no limitation. There is no distance. The word Jesus speaking, he said, the words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. it means the word of God can live here and go to Cameroon and do and take up an assignment. The word of God can live here tonight and move to go to Maryland and accomplish an assignment. The word of God has no limitation. Look at your neighbor's neighbor. Are you ready for the word of God? Now, something happened. I put my notes and I did everything. And I got my notes together. And before I come in here, I switched off my iPad. And then I opened my iPad. I don't know what happened to it. But that word is in me, so I'm going to deliver it. Praise the Lord. Now, look at your neighbor's neighbor. You must reign in life. I want you to talk to your neighbor like you're a preacher. So you look at him and say, neighbor! That's right. No sleeping is allowed tonight. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor! You must reign in life. Yeah. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor! You must reign. I like that power. I like that power. I'm excited about that. Who can never say, neighbor, you must reign in life. You can never say, we live in a time where God is raising us as kings and priests. Now, certain children of God are accomplishing their responsibility as priests. But so many of us are struggling in the area of rulership and kingship. Follow me to Revelation chapter 5. Quickly. You will never be the same tonight. I said you will never be the same again. Did you say amen? When you say amen, it means you're catching what I'm saying. You know, you catch spiritual things. Spiritual things are caught. When I speak it, it goes like this. Whoever says amen catches it. If you leave it, it comes back to me. So whatever I profess tonight, whatever I speak towards you tonight, you must get it. You must get it and you must say amen. Yeah. Now, when you don't say amen, it turns back and comes to me. And when it comes to me in double. Yeah. Because I carry double anointing. Yeah. So please, do not overload me with blessing tonight. Make sure you get yours. Let's go to Revelation 5. From verse 9, and they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. For you were slain, and you have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe. Are you listening? Tribe, tongue, people, and nation. And have made us what? And have made us what? Is someone looking at the Bible? Are you reading the scripture? And have made us what? And priest to our God. And we shall do what? We shall do what? We shall reign on the where? Not in heaven. Here in Detroit. Did someone say amen? Now, a king, I had an opportunity, remember God, recently I was singing for the Queen of Lesotho. And Lesotho is the Southern African nation inside South Africa. So in South Africa, we have different nations inside the country. So they have their own king, they have their own prime minister, queen, and they have their own money and everything. And I know the king of Swaziland knows me, the queen knows me and all of that, but I was opportune to be in the presence of the queen. And I saw, you know, the glory of the queen. And I saw the monarch. And I saw how everything and how she possessed power and authority, and she had people walking around her. And it was a surprise. She didn't know I was coming. It was her birthday. I was in the country doing a meeting. So they said, it's the queen's birthday. Would you come and see her? I said, oh, it's all pleasure. So I went. And, you know, when I came in, and when they gave me the mic to sing happy birthday and to sing double double to her. And they told her, oh, that's the Uche. Oh, she, you know, she was like, she, you know, she became like, wow, Uche. And after I sang, she came to give her speech, and she broke down, and she was crying, and all of that. And you know, when I went to meet her, you know, to greet her and all of that, and I greeted her, but then I turned around to greet the prince and the princess. And I was about to go to the prince and the princess, and they stopped me. Word of God stopped you. The Word of God said, no, you can't go to the priest. That lady, you have to speak to me first. And I'm like, I'm sorry, man. The boy was like, you know, at the same age as your son. And the prince had grown, had stuck around him. He was a little boy. And so God revealed a lot of things to me about, you know, a king and a prince and what a king is supposed to be. But today, the enemy is kind of succeeding in deterring us from our kingship responsibility and what we're supposed to be. So then we, God's children, we occupy the area of priests. And let me tell you, the devil is fine with you being a priest only or a king only. Now, the will of God is for us to be what? Kings and priests. I don't have time to go into priests and what the responsibility of a priest is and, you know, what the priest is supposed to be doing. But I want to dwell more on being a king. You can be a king. In the kingdom of God, really, there's no gender. A king can be a woman or a man. Now, but I want to stir something up in your spirit. Because the enemy has succeeded in taking out the kingship anointing in us. And we are now begging. We're begging for healing. We're begging for employment. You're supposed to be employing people. Have you ever seen a king that's looking for employment? Hey, tonight, you will contact a special anointing that will make you to become an interpreter. Somebody say amen. A king cannot be employed. A king employs people. A king does not go for loan. A king gives loan. In fact, a king owns back. You are a king. You are a king. Tonight, let me tell you, when you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, the power, the capability, the capacity to become a king was formed in you. Because you are not manifesting the kingship anointing does not mean that you are not a king. It's just because you are living in ignorance. You don't know. You don't know that you are a king. And like I said at the beginning, one of the lies of the enemy is to close your eyes and to give you the spirit of ignorance. One of the problems that we have in church today is ignorance. One of the enemy's biggest weapon today is ignorance. Do you know that what you don't know is bigger than you? Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not for lack of money, not for lack of connection. Of knowledge, what you don't know is bigger than you. So we have a lot of kings in the church who don't know that they are king. But tonight you're going to discover. And when you discover, you recover. Somebody say, I will discover to recover. Say like you will say, I will discover to recover. Try that God, it is the will of God for you to rule and reign. It is the will of God for you to rule and reign. You might be selling shoes, but you're a king in selling shoes. You might be in export and import, but you're a king. You have to reign. You are a ruler. You're not a beggar. Tonight marks the end of begging in your life. Yeah. Oh, that enemy is looking for my trouble. Say that to me. I said tonight marks the end of looking for, oh my God, of begging. Because you will discover to recover. Discovery is the first step to recovery. And one thing that the enemy will do to you is to close your eyes, is to hide your face, is to one of the biggest weapons, like I said, is ignorance. The devil has no power. Bible says that he uses what are wiles. Why is that tricks? If the devil can trick you, you are gone, you're finished. And a lot of God's children today have been tricked. We've been tricked. Instead of walking in our kingship, authority, and position, we beggar. The enemy has turned us to beggars. But it is the will of God that we should reign. He says, and he has made them kings and priests to our God. And we shall reign on the earth, not in heaven, on the earth, in Detroit, in Michigan, wherever you find yourself, you shall reign. Somebody say, I shall reign. And when you are reigning, people cannot reign. When you reign, poverty cannot reign. When you reign, failure cannot reign. When you are reigning, demons cannot reign. Failure cannot reign. Unemployment cannot reign. Life cannot reign. Because you can't find two kings at the same time. It's only one king. The enemy will do anything to keep you away from your kingship responsibility. You have to reign. And tonight marks the beginning of your rulership. Someone say amen. Someone say amen. One of the things that I want to deal with tonight, I want to stir up that kingship anointing in you. Like I said, when you receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, you the kingship anointing is now deposited on your inside. But we have so many children of God who occupy or who are manifesting as priests. They are prayer warriors. I don't pray. They fast, they give, they do all of that. They are fulfilling their priestly mandate. They're not as a king. They can pray in tongues, but they have no money in their pocket. There is no way. The will of God for you is to be a king and a priest at the same time. That is the will of God for you. 100%. But the enemy brings a 50-50 syndrome. The enemy would not want you to have all. But tonight you shall discover to recover. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Shout it like you didn't say amen. I want you to go with me quickly to Daniel chapter 7. My God. I'm telling you, that anointing is dropping on that baby. Tonight you shall receive that anointing for your family. I don't care where your husband is, where your children are. Tonight as you receive that kingship anointing, once you enter into that door, oh my God. That kingship I'm going to drop in your room. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Listen to this. Daniel chapter 7. I discovered the scripture today. To be honest, I've read the book of Daniel, but I have no really, my attention has not been drawn to this. But from Daniel chapter 7, are you there? If you're there, say yes. If you're not there, say wait for me. If you're there, say yes. Go quickly to Daniel chapter 7 from verse 15. Let me take it from 15. I, Daniel, was good in my spirit within my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near to one of those who stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made known to me the interpretation of these things. 17. Those great beasts which are four are four kings which arise out of the earth. I hope you're following the story by now. Daniel was in a trance and, you know, he saw visions. And these are the visions he saw. He saw visions of great beasts, which are four, and are four kings which arise out of the earth. These great beasts are like four kings which arise out of the earth. 18. But the saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom. Did you see that? How many saints do we have in the house tonight? Raise your hand and shout amen. For the saints of the Most High shall what? Shall what? Shall what? You cannot receive the kingdom if you're not a king. And possess the kingdom. Shall what? Shall what? You cannot possess the kingdom if you're not a king. And when? Forever. Even forever and ever. How much shall you reign as a king? Forever. Someone say forever. Then I wish to know the truth. What is the truth? About the four beasts. which was different from all the others, exceedingly dreadful. This beast, this particular beast, was exceedingly dreadful. With its teeth of iron and its nail of bronze, I want you to be looking at, mark the word iron and bronze, which the word broke in pieces and trampled the residue with its feet. And the 10 horns that were on his head and the other horn which came up before which three fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words, whose appearance was greater than its fullness. 21. I was watching, and the same horn was making war against the saints. Against who? Against who? Speak to me, against who? And prevailing against them. Until the ancient of days came. Someone say the ancient of days. Someone say the ancient of days. Until the ancient of days came, and the judgment was made in favor of who? What is said? Until the ancient of days. How many of you know that the ancient of days is in the house already? Shout it again if you believe that. And the judgment was made in favor of the saints. The ancient of the until the day, the ancient of this king. Which day is that? Today. Which day is that? Sorry, today. Which day is that? Until the ancient of this king, which is today, which is now. And the judgment was made in favor of the saints of the Most High. And the time came for the saints to what? To what? Some of you are saying like you're not reading from the back, to possess the kingdom. Now listen. And I asked the Lord, what beast is this? You know what I heard in my spirit? It is the beast of poverty. How do I know? This is the beast of poverty. There were four beasts. I didn't have time to research or to ask the Lord. But I can tell you that that beast was the beast of poverty. How do I know it's the beast of poverty? How do I know? I told you to look at the words bronze and the words iron. Iron and bronze. How many of you, if I were to give you diamond, gold, bronze, and would you even you never look at the iron? Iron and bronze, they represent poverty. The beast had the teeth of iron and the fingers of bronze. Poverty. And the Bible says, and the beast prevailed against the saints. Do you know that when you have money, most of your troubles are the truth. A lot of your troubles. When you have money, you will serve God more. One of the things that will happen to you tonight is that money will begin to follow you. I know some of you don't like it, but listen. I'm going somewhere tonight. I'm touching a lot of things. I'm touching it. One of the things that God did for me, man of God, when God delivered me from poverty, money began to follow me. I don't follow money to the glory of God. I stopped following money. As I'm going, money's following me. That is the truth, whether I believe it or not. Wherever I go, money follows me. So the glory of God in heaven. I have one account in Nigeria. I have one in South Africa, and I have in the U.S. And before, I never had that. Poverty was my middle name. Let me tell you, poverty will never find me again. The way I am so far, it will take poverty 100, 200 years to get me. And it will never get me. Poverty is forever written out from my family, from my children. But let's look at the Bible. The scripture says that that peace prevails against the saints. Let me tell you, one of the biggest problems we have in church today is poverty. One of our biggest problems is poverty. You must see. You are a poor can you need to see. Poverty without money. Poverty can lead you to sin. I know what I'm saying, guys. One of the biggest challenges that we have in the church is that God's you that do not have money in your life. When it comes into their account, it goes straight to credit card. That one, this one, that one. There's no money. They are going and more. Let me tell you, have you ever seen a fortune? Never. You cannot be a king without money. You need money to fulfill the purpose. Let me tell you, if I should start giving you $5 million, $5 million, I'm telling you, there are visions and dreams that God has put in your heart to do. Some of you here, you have visions to build, what do you call it, orphanages, to take care of children in Africa. You see things that you want to do, you cannot do them because you don't have money.
Right.
Let's be honest to ourselves.
Yes. Right.
Huh? If I should give you $5 million, some of you, your kids will be going to a better school.
Oh, yeah.
You'll get it tonight. Who said that? Anything can happen to you tonight. So one thing I know that I came with tonight is a breakthrough anointing. I say you shall break through. It tells that you've been knocking and trying to break. When you get there, it's all open. Because you're carrying an anointing. Oh my goodness. You're carrying such an anointing. No more shall you be poor. Tonight, if you will believe what I'm telling you, you will walk out of this place tonight and you will never know poverty again. Are you listening to me? That beast was poverty. It had a bronze teeth and an iron teeth. Does iron have value? The only thing you can do with iron is what? To build, maybe. To build. And in this year age, you will never see a rich man wearing bronze. The bronze watch. That beast, they represent poverty. And the Bible says that this beast was prevailing against the saints. Was prevailing against the saints. Then we carry the kingship, the anointing on our inside, but we don't know that we are kings. And we're walking in failure in poverty. Somebody say, God forbid. That will never be your portion. Somebody say, God forbid. And how do I know? The appearance was greater than his failures. When you see a poor man, you know. You can never hide. When you see a poor man, you turn in the prophet to him. But the Bible says in chapter 22, until the ancient of days came, like today, the ancient of days has arrived tonight. It means you will walk out this place in different ways. The Bible says, until the ancient of days came, and the judgment was made in favor of you. The judgment was made in favor of you. The judgment was made in favor of you. Because of the essence of faith. And the time came for you to possess your kingdom. The time came for you to begin to possess your kingdom. It's not the wrong thing for you to have a house in New York, in Detroit, in Maryland. There's nothing wrong about that now. There's nothing wrong with you having $1 million. You go to the ATM machine, and when you see your what do you call it, your balance, you're like, you know, you depression. Some of us, we see our balance going to a praise dance. You know, that will be your portion. Are you listening to me? I said, that will be your portion. I know what I'm talking about because I've experienced poverty, and I've experienced the goodness of God. I choose the goodness of God. That, let me tell you, wealth and riches is your birthright. It's wealth and riches. Success is part of the salvation package. It's part of the salvation package. Let me tell you, if there's a message the devil doesn't want you to hear, it's this kind of message. The devil wants you to be bound, have no money, you know, crying every day, calling people frustrated, depressed. I'm telling you, don't want you to have money. Who wants to trample on you. Look at what the beast wants to do. When you get home, get time and read that. Daniel 7, 15 to 22. The Bible says the beast devoured them, the saints. Devoured the saints. Broke them in pieces and trampled on what was left. But that tonight, that beast will be destroyed.
You're not saying anything like you mean it. You're not saying anything like you mean it.
Come on, keep with me to Romans chapter 5 and 17. I know I've said a lot of things tonight. And I know some of you are asking, how do I get out of poverty? How do I begin to reign? How do I begin to manifest the person that I'm being? How am I able to begin to live the way God wants me to live? How are you supposed to reign? It doesn't matter what you're doing. You might be a businessman. You might be a receptionist. You know, you can be the best receptionist. You might be anything that you are, a drummer, a musician. But God wants you to reign even as a housewife. God wants you to reign as a housewife. You can be a celebrity housewife. You know that? And you begin to write books about how to be the best housewives in the world. And it becomes a bestseller. And you're an Oprah. You're everywhere. Just because of that. But you need to know how to manifest that.
Hallelujah.
Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? Do you believe that tonight marks the beginning of greatness in your life? Say amen. Come on now. The Bible says, Romans chapter 5, verse 17, for if by the one man's offense, death reigned through the one, much more those who receive. Did you see the word receive there? I want you to mark that word. It's an important word. Receive is an important word. He says, much more those who receive abundance of grace. Now, I want you to also mark the word grace and of the gift of righteousness. Mark the word gift of righteousness. Will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is your solution to failure, to poverty. Now, I need to explain that. The Bible says, receive the gift, the abundance of grace and the gift of peace. These two things, abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. How about the abundance of grace? The gift of righteousness. Say it again, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. These are your two greatest weapons. If you want to reign, it is clearly written. If you want to reign, Revelation chapter 5 from verse 9, the same thing. Through Christ Jesus, we have received. If you want to reign, you must receive. Somebody say receive. Somebody say receive. Now, if I'm giving you something and you're not receiving it, that does not mean I'm not giving it to you. I'm giving it, but you're not receiving it. You ought to receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Now, the gift of righteousness is justification through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What Jesus Christ has done for you, he died for us. And because of his righteousness, we are now righteous. Are you listening to me? I'm just going to summarize it, but I want you to catch this. And then we're going to worship. And then I'm going to release that anointing upon your life. Are you ready tonight? Now, receive. Somebody say receive. Like I said, if I'm giving you something and you're not receiving it or you're looking somewhere else, does not mean I'm not giving it to you. I'm giving it to you. But if you don't want to receive it, you are looking somewhere else. Now, all that you need in life, breakthrough, success, miracle, healing, finances, houses, clothes, whatever you need in life, God is already giving it to you. But the thing is that we're not receiving it. We're not receiving it. It is given to us. Right now, you are coming a multi-million business on your inside. But it's not manifesting because you've not received it. We don't know how to what receive. Two things: grace and righteousness. Now, righteousness is justification. Righteousness. This is deep, and I thank God this is deep in prayer meeting. So I believe that people here are mature. But righteousness is your number one platform to receive from God. Are you listening to me? Now, because remember, sometimes when you pray and the enemy tells that you might yesterday, you can't receive from God. And then, or you want to lift your hands and worship. It used to happen to me. I lift my hand. I want to worship. And the devil says that you lie, but you treat this and you know, they check in your spirit. You're like, wait. But righteousness qualifies you to receive from God. Because when you receive the gift of righteousness, it means that God sees you the way he sees his son, Jesus Christ, without spot, without blame. Are you listening to me? Now, when you receive the gift of righteousness, it now qualifies you to receive whatever God has already accomplished for you and whatever God has in plan for you. Now, grace, what is grace? Unmerited favor, unlimited goodness of God without your help. The grace of God is the manifestation of Jesus Christ in your life, whether you're good or bad. Now, I have to explain that because that's very deep. You know, it's not for small children of God, it's for mature men. So you ought to receive grace and the gift of righteousness. Somebody say receive. Somebody say receive. Somebody say I receive the superabundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Say it again. Say I receive the superabundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Now if you remember in Joshua chapter 1, what does the Bible say? God speaking to Joshua, he says, now my servant Moses is dead. Arise, you know, and then when you go down further, it says, this book of the law shall not what? Now, how, when you receive, how do you receive? You receive by believing, but you don't stop there. You begin to speak it. Now, one of the things that the enemy has done to all of us here is he has made us dumb Christians. All we know how to talk is to talk other things rather than the word of God. We know how to talk everything. We can be on the phone. Especially in America, when phone calls are cheap, whether you call, whether you don't call, they'll charge you. So you have to talk anyway. So you be on the phone. So you talk about that person, you talk about that. Instead of speaking the word of God, the way to activate what you have received is to speak it out. The word will not, should not go depart from your mouth. You say it. You need to say it. I'm the righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I receive grace to excel in life. I have my houses in America. Most of the things I've gotten in life is by the grace of God. And I have achieved. I built houses with my mother. I'm telling you that this mouth that you see here is not ordinary mouth. It's too dangerous. This my mouth. Oh my God. The time that you use to gossip, use it to build your house in Nigeria. Oh my God, you don't understand this? I move myself. I use my mouth to move. If my accommodation is no longer good, I move myself with my mouth. If my car is not good, I move myself with my mouth. I use my mouth to put myself in stages, in platforms that people don't even believe. Like now, I began to say, I'm going to be on TV and just keep watching. You're going to see me on TV and soon. Are you listening to me? Your mouth is your biggest weapon. Some people don't speak. The words that you speak, let me tell you, you never lose words. Whenever you say a word, it goes to the future and waits for you. Some people get to their future and there's nothing. It's because you've not been speaking. Your future is too empty. You said nothing. You say nothing about your children, you say nothing about your life, you say nothing about your future, and you get to your future and there's nothing. It's because you don't say anything. I use this my mouth to put money in my account.
Hallelujah.
Because you have not seen it, you know me that I don't have it. Like now, I know who I'm going to marry. I know my wife, I know where she is. I use my wife to create my wife. Let me tell you, I use my mouth You don't understand the power of the word. I use my mouth to know how many children I'm going to have. I know the names of my children right now. And I'm already speaking their names. I use my mouth to create their destiny. I say, you're going to be a millionaire. You will not die before your time. You will be greater than me. You will be more popular than me. You will be more anointed than me. You use your mouth to create what you have. The way to activate what you receive is to speak it. You have to say. When you don't say it, it can never manifest. So many of you are carrying companies on your inside, but you're not saying it. You carry millions on your inside, you're not saying it. You carry ministry on your inside, you're not saying it. I was speaking, I used my mouth to fill my ear. I came to the calendar, I said, oh, okay, the calendar, the days that are empty, I feel you now. I hope I can. Jesus, things are happening because you have the power. You're a king. The words of a king are law. When the king says this, it becomes law. You don't know you're a king. You can fire your boss, don't fire your boss. You can use your mouth to change your position. You can use your mouth. The words that you speak are spirit and life. Because it, the Bible says in Romans, it says, it's the will of God that I may be conformed to the image of his son, Jesus, that we might be the firstborn amongst, that he might be the firstborn amongst many. It means that as a child of God, you carry Christ on your inside. You are like Jesus Christ. I see myself as Jesus Christ because that's the will of God, that he might be the first amongst many. I am amongst that many. I am following him. I speak it. I say, what didn't happen to Jesus? Can what happen to me? Do you know I used my mouth to move myself from flying economy to flying business class. And I'm already using my mouth to move myself from business to owning my own private jet. There's nothing wrong with that. I am too busy. I don't want to be waiting for Southwestern and all those Delta. I want to fly when I want to fly. You use your mouth to create what you want with. The power is in your mouth. That is how to activate what you have been seeing. That's how to activate it. See, like I said at the beginning, the problem we have in the church is ignored. We do not know. After laying hands on you, falling, you get up, lay everything on you, nothing happens. You still don't have money. It's because you don't know. My people are destroyed for what? Lack of knowledge. You must have money. Are you listening to me? Some of you are working in the hospital. You're supposed to own your own hospital. You know that. You use your mouth to pray. I used my mouth to make myself one of the most known artists in the world. I said, I'll be there. You know, you guys don't know. While others are gossiping, while you are talking against me, I'm in my bedroom speaking to my future. Stand on your feet. You are not saying anything. That's the problem. You get to your future and there's nothing there. It is because God, see, some of you blame God. Whatever that needs to be done for you, God has already done it. Do you know that when you got born again, everything you needed to possess, to manifest as a great person has been given to you, but you're not saying anything? Somebody say manifest. Now, whatever that is on your inside needs to come out. How do you bring it out? By saying, by speaking. I don't know what you're expecting from God before the end of this year. Do you guys, I'm expecting something that you know. You know, before the end of this year, I want a record deal in America. Today I said a lot of things that I want from God. And I don't know about you. I've already said it that soon I'll be among the A-list artists in the world. Even in this market, in this U.S. market, I've done. And I'm beginning to see the signs. I was in Chicago, and I met with Ty Tribbett. I don't know if some of you know Ty Tribbett. You know, I said, I'm beginning to see. Because I'm saying it. When I get my future is not empty. I'm already saying what I want. So that's why every day I'm seeing things happening in my life. You look around and nothing is happening. It's because you've not been saying anything. God bless God. The Bible says, blessed be the Lord, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Are you listening to me? It is God has blessed you with all spiritual blessings. The problem is in the spirit. How do you bring it in the flesh? How do you bring your money, your breakthrough, your houses, your cars in the flesh? By what? By what? By speaking it. When you speak it, it comes out in the real. It comes out in the physical. And then the little man says, the words that you speak are spirit and spirit and life. You are like Jesus. Jesus said that. He says, the word I speak are what? Spirit and life. So he's not speaking the wrong thing and gossiping and speaking. Speak the right thing.
Amen.
You wake up in the morning, begin to command your day. Every day is a womb, has a womb. Hey, listen to me. Every day, every month, every year has a womb. How your day comes out is determined by what you give your womb. Some of you do not put the right stuff in your day, because every day must have something in it. When you are not speaking, the devil is speaking. Do you know that? In the spiritual realm, it's free. Who comes first? First come, first out. That's how it is in the spiritual realm. You don't say anything. Someone in your village is saying something for you. It is not God forbid, though. What did you say? The truth is in the spiritual realm. When you don't say anything, someone is saying it for you. So you must say something, because you're a child of God. And what you say as a child of God always has the upper hand. And when you don't say it, someone else is saying it for you. How old do you want to be? I know how old I'm going to be. I've said it already. I keep saying it. With long life, we listen to sign and show me what. I fly all the time, so I think I can never be in aircraft. I can never be in car crash. I can never. Don't say anything. And then you blame God. Oh, God, where are you? God is king. He's God. He's sovereign. Do you know that? Your life is in your hands. But you also take responsibility. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You're not saying anything. The words that you speak are spirit and life. You have the power to recreate you from today.
Amen.
And you begin to speak the right thing, because it's been given to you already. The Bible says that by receiving the superabundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, we are able to reign. And how do you receive it? You receive it by believing. But you don't stop there. You begin to say it. You begin to speak it. I sit down and I'm saying, oh God, I receive your unlimited blessing. I begin to say things. I say, I know my children. I call them by their precious miracle, favor, and blessing. I begin to speak their terms in the spiritual. And it begins to take place. And God is hearing what I'm saying. He says, that which you have spoken in my ears, I shall do for you. But some of you are not speaking anything. Some of your angels, they've been adamant for 20 years. You're not sending them anywhere. Your angels are just like this. My angels are so busy, because I'm always sending them to places. Because when you say it, then they begin to do things for you. You need to say it. And remember that the words that you speak, they have, especially when you speak the word of God, there are no limitations. You can repeat it. I spend my grandmother's years with what I say. But I'm not ready to do anything there now. She must leave until when I'm ready. I'm building in the village. I need to finish everything. And then you just... Things happen because you're not saying anything. You're not taking responsibility as a child of God, as a king. You're a king. Get up. You're a king. Rise up. Begin to take responsibility of your life. Speak about your children. They don't call them stupid. Don't call your children stupid. That's a stupid boy. It's a foolish boy. No! The things that you speak over them will begin to take shape. You need to say the right things. In fact, some of you have a lot of work to do. You need to go and correct some of these you've spoken. correctly things you've spoken. Power of life and death is in the mouth. Those that love it will eat the food there. You need to go and correct some of these things because they're waiting for you to preach. You know that. Like I said, you never lose words. Words, your future are waiting for you. It will wait for you to preach. So you need to go start putting the right things I'm telling you. You need to go start. Just let your hands in the air, you know. Tonight, you will never be the same. Say this to yourself. Say, I will never, ever be the same again. Put your right hand. Say, I will never, ever be the same. Lift your hands to me. Just open your mind and begin to give thanks. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. The entrance of your word, give it life. The entrance of your word, given life. When God sends his word, it's because he wants to do something. And his word is here already. You will never be the same again. Keep saying it to yourself, I will never, ever be the same again. Keep saying, make it a prayer, make it a prayer, make it a prayer. Make it a prayer, make it a prayer, make it a prayer, make it a prayer. Make it a prayer, open your mouth and make it a prayer. I want you to be aggressive tonight. I want you to be aggressive tonight. Discovery begins recovery. You have discovered that you're a king. You need to begin to recover. Now, a king is very bold. A king is very bold. Even when a king speaks, there's confidence and boldness. So tonight, I want us to pray. We're just going to pray, and I'm going to lead you into the presence of God, and things are going to happen. Are you ready tonight? Say this with me. Say, Lord Jesus. I want you to say it like you meant it. Say it by faith. Say, Lord Jesus. I thank you that you have shown me the way. So tonight, with the knowledge that I have, I begin to recover. Now listen, you have 5 minutes. To recover everything that you have lost in life. It might be your house, it might be your job, it might be your mother, it might be your children, but you have 5 minutes to recover all that you have lost. Let me tell you, it does not take the king 5 minutes, but 5 minutes is too big for the king to recover. Whatever it is, you can recover it tonight. I don't know what you lost. You lost time, you lost health, you lost this. Whatever it is that you lost, you can recover it tonight. So when I count 1, 2, 3, I need you to start praying. Move around. Don't be standing around. See, you could be at home sleeping. Because you're here tonight, you better take advantage of it. When I count 1, 2, 3, I want you to begin to recover. Think over your life. 40 years backwards, 60 years backwards. Because you are alive today, you can still accomplish a lot. There is hope for the living. That's what the Bible says. So if you are alive, you can still build that hospital. You can build that mall. You can build that school. Whatever it is that you think you've lost, you can still do it tonight. So I want you to, when I count 1, 2, 3, I need you to start praying. And this is your prayer. You open your mouth. You can speak in your language. In the spirit realm, there's no language. Everyone understands everything. The angels understand every language. You can speak French, English, whatever language. I want you to speak in don't pray in spirit right now. Pray in the language. Speak in the house, whatever it is that you've lost, begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. Begin to speak it. So when I count 1, 2, 3, I want you to say, Lord, I lost this. I recover it now. I lost that. I recover it now. My dreams, the visions, some of you have dreams and visions, and you know, but the enemy stole your dreams. Tonight is the time of recovery. Somebody shall recover. Somebody shall recover. Say this with me. Say, Lord, tonight I have come to recover. Are you ready to recover? Shout yes. Are you ready to recover? 1, 2, 3. Let me hear. Come on, begin to pray. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Praise God. Your prayer is very weak. Listen to me. I'm going to lead you in prayer. I'm going to lead you in prayer quickly. That prayer is very weak. It doesn't sound like you've been scratching your back. Kings don't beg. Kings command things. And the tone for commanding is high. The tone for commanding is not as dull and left like that. So say this with me. Say, Lord. Say like you mean. Say, Lord. Tonight, I come to recall whatever it is that I love in the future. Now, I want you to say it like you mean it. I want you to say it like you're strong, like you're a king. So whatever I love in the future, be it house, dreams, visions, money, breakthrough, tonight, I come to recover, to recover, to recover, to recover, to recover. Now begin to shout, I recover, I recover, I recover, I recover. Clap your hands and shout. I recall my house, I recall my money, I recall my relationship, I recall my business, every opportunity that I lost, I recall it. Somebody begins to recall, come on, come on, come on, say it like you can. Come on, 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 hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh my God, I see so many things coming back to you. I see so many things coming back to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God, listen to me. I'm going to pray for everyone here tonight. I want us to be in the line quickly. I'm going to do this. I'm going to pray for each one of you. Oh my God. I see an anointing here. Just in the song. You are the most high. You are the most high God. Jehovah, you are the most high. Everybody be in the line.
Tonight is your night. Whatever it is that you have lost, that you have lost, as I touch you tonight, it is coming back to you. And it is coming back to you in double. It's coming back to you. It's going to come back to you in double. And beginning from Monday, as soon as Monday, some of you will be receiving your miracles already. The power to break through is coming on you. It's getting rid of your spirit. So when you come, I'm going to keep singing the song. And as I touch you and I pray with you, I want you to start rejoicing. Whatever it is that you have lost, I don't care how old you are. You might be 50, 70. Whatever you have lost, we're going back 70 years. If you're 40, we're going to have a cross with you. If you're 25, we're going to have a cross years back. It is coming back to you in trouble. Because it is the enemy that has told you what it is. And the Bible says, when we get to see, the fish shall bear 7 times more. So whatever it is that you have lost in your future, as I pray for you, as I touch with you, as I agree with you, whatever it is that you've lost is coming back to you in double. Lift your hands up, lift your hands up, lift your hands up. Just the keyboard on the other keyboard. Everybody lift your hands up. Oh my goodness, she. Just the keyboard on the other keyboard. Give me some strings right now. Just give me some strings. Ura baba baba shana. Liko bahana. For those of you that have lost hearing, come you to your mind hearing. Ure vechete. O wabashande. Mekulele zibohole sitalabranenosha. Some of you that have lost relationship. Your husband left you. I'm telling you, God is bringing everything back to you. I see a man walking to you right now. The blessings of God are going to be with you. Let me tell you, by Monday, some of you will receive your recovery as soon as Monday hits. Come on, begin to give him praise. Give him praise. That's all you need to do. Give him praise and say, I receive. Lord, I receive. Oh, Neneshan, I'm on the neck of Elezuta. Inca, listen to this. There's a man here who lost an opportunity some years back. This opportunity could have changed your life. But due to some certain thing, the enemy made you lose this opportunity. God is bringing back that opportunity, and it's coming with a little bit of extra. It's coming in double, and it's coming with a little bit of extra. In Jesus' name, lift your hands and begin to worship him. If you can pray the Spirit, begin to pray the Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Some of you lost houses. The houses is coming to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the most you Somebody tell me, come. Wherever you look, take your light hand. Begin to return. Begin to return.
Recover in Jesus' name. Jehovah, you are recovered in Jesus' name.
talking about your health. You're talking about your body. You're talking about your blood. You're talking about intercepting my cheek. Hey! You're talking about your cheek.
You're the light. Hey! Trouble.
all heavens declare. God is saying that he's adding years to somebody here. God is adding years to somebody. We are the reason. Who can compare? Hey! Close your eyes and lift your hands. Don't be distracted. But the beauty of the Lord is forever you will be. So, brethren, brethren, you cannot encounter God unless there's no way that you meet with God and you miss. It's not possible. The supernatural power of God is already in the source. It is not glorious as the glory of you. God is moving you from point A to point B, direction right now. He's coming on you like white fire. Breathe in. Breathe out. Obey to the shoulder. It's what? Oh, Rabba.
Oh! Oh, Lele Kutamana. Ledo Shane Nene Kubre Dedos. Obey to the Mahana. Ketusu Kodi. Whatever has been disturbing you, oppressing you, not allowing you to sleep, let you now. Get out. It's yours. It's touching. Oh, Rebbe, can they ne shoot a tuzu? Only Katanana Kobele. Oh, Rebbe, Kete, never be the same again. Oh, let me tell you, cancer cannot survive in this atmosphere. This atmosphere shines in the presence of God. Fibroid, diabetes, whatever it is that has been troubling you, we live today. I want you to believe that anything can happen to you in the presence of God. I see the glory of the Lord. The sun is blessed to bless you one more time. I see the glory of the Lord. The sun is in this room to bless you one more time. Oh, Neshiba, be correct, be kuto. I see the power of the Lord descending in this room to bless you one more time. I know that there's someone in this house that will never be tested. There's someone here that will receive the glory of God, the anointing of God. Just say, everybody, lift your hands up towards heaven. Free, breathe in. Breathe out. Every pain, breathe in. Here it goes. It's on you right now. I'm telling you. It's heavy on you. It's going from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, even going to your back area. The power of God, the glory of God, is on you like what? Like fire. Here it goes. Upon you. And I see the glory going even into your family, to your children. Or if the king of the shark, you'll never be the same again. Hold on, batata. Don't be distracted. Close your eyes. The glory of God has dropped on this house right now. And that glory is resting upon something of your head. It's like a put up, walk up, put in the coop, like good motion. Lift your hands towards heaven. Four! I want to pray for you now. It can be a couple lady. Oh, Rebbe, to shine in a couple hundred zitre. Lesu, by the last time that I see you, you will have an incredible testimony. Oh, mama, te le te linko shade. Men no no sabot. The tone that never changes. The power of God is going into your life, going to your foundation, repairing what was destroyed. The glory of God is going to your foundation. It's going as far as 20 years back. For the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? For God is going into your foundation and repairing. As I lay my hands on you right now, and I count 1, 2, 3, the glory is dropping in your spirit. The glory of God upon you. Lift your hands, everybody. When I count five, I'm on four. When I count four, I count four again. Breathe in, breathe out. No noise. Just everybody. Four. Breathe in. Breathe out. I activate every creative gifts in you right now in the name of Jesus. Some of you, as you're breathing in and breathing out, the things that are not supposed to be on your inside is leaving, you know that? And you're breathing in the presence of God. See, some of you, you're about to be connected to your
consulted his alternative. Every appointment with them, I cancel it now. Say, I cancel it. Come on, shout, I cancel it. Say, I receive life. Say, breathe in. Breathe out. Bonus! Oh! Shout glory. Say, your king says, shout glory. Shout glory. Rest on me now. Power to make me is coming in you. I'm on six, right? When I count six, I want you to breathe in and breathe out. Six, breathe in, breathe out. When I count seven, oh my God,
I see the glory of the Lord.
Just lift your hands as I say this. I'm not saying it. Just lift your hands. The center, the
place for nothing.
Listen, I see God giving somebody here a gift, and that gift is coming as like favor in the place of cell phone business. I see you importing the bags and cartons of cell phones and selling them, and I see you becoming a millionaire through that. When I count seven, I need to shout. And you breathe in, you breathe out, and you begin to shout. Are you ready? Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? I think for tonight is going to be my I'm going to close my assignment here. It's okay with you, my God. I'm going to be back here on Sunday. I don't want you to come alone. I want you to come with your friends. Send it. Send SMS. Send emails. Test the people. Tell them to come on Sunday. Let me tell you. Sunday will mark beginning of a new level for you. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me? If possible, on Sunday, come without eating. Come without eating. The fasting is not what gives you your breakthrough. But when you fast, you make your spirit becomes more sensitive. And you're able to receive more from God. Are you listening to me? You're in tune. Fasting is like preparing your spirit and bringing your flesh down. Okay? So when you come, just keep breakfast. And if you're able to pray the whole night on Friday or weekend, just be ready. You don't come into the presence of God anyhow. You have to prepare yourself so that you can receive. Are you listening to me? It's important to prepare. So make sure you get ready. Pray Saturday night. Praise God. And when we come on Sunday, I'm going to give you an assignment. Praise, are you ready? Lift your hands up. I'm going to count seven. When I count seven, I need to shout. I need to breathe in, breathe out, and then you begin to shout.
Yeah.
You begin to receive whatever it is that you've been believing God for. Let me tell you, from tomorrow already, people will begin to receive testimonies. Are you listening to me? Because when you enter into the presence of God, you can never go out the same. Everyone here, you have a gift that God has given you tonight. That's a miracle that you have received tonight. And I'm telling you that from tomorrow morning, people will begin to manifest. Be close to your phone. Are you ready? Make sure you have your phone because some of your blessings are coming through your phone. You receive a phone call that will change your life. It was a phone call that changed my life. The head of Joy Celebration called me on the phone. And my life from that moment took a 360-degree turn. And I've not recovered and I'm not planning to recover. I will not recover from that blessing. It is a lifetime blessing. The blessings of God make it rich and have no sorrow. If I was in the world, God do it, remain it forever. Are you ready for it? Now lift your hands towards heaven. When I count seven, I need you to breathe in, breathe out, and begin to praise God, begin to celebrate, begin to thank Him. Please, do not be quiet. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't miss it. Turn around, praise Him. It's you and God. Just thank Him. I thank you for the recovery. I thank you for my house. I thank you for this. I thank you for that. For some of you, whatever it is that you're believing God for, I know that God has done it already. When we come on Sunday, it's going to be celebration time. Are you ready? We're going to celebrate and we're going to put the icing on the cake. On Sunday, do not miss Sunday. If you're planning to miss, do not. And make sure you come with someone, come with your friends. Email, text, tweet, Facebook, whatever it is. Send messages to everyone. Are you ready tonight? Lift your hands up towards heaven. Father, tonight, as I release the last number, which is number seven, which represents completeness, wholeness. Whatever there is, it is that is lacking in your life, oh God, as they breathe in and they breathe out. Oh Father, at the number of seven, as they breathe in and they breathe out, may it be done in their lives. Lord, I know that they will never be the same, because you never call us for nothing. When we come into your presence, it's because you want to do something. And you brought us out here tonight, oh God, because you have a plan. And you have accomplished that plan tonight. And Lord, even tonight, I rebuke the spirit of contaminated. I declare that everyone in this house, their family, their children, and they will live and not die. Say, I will live and not die. This is your year to be. You need to be alive to see what God will do by 31st December. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? Yeah. You know, last time when I came, Pastor took me to a certain house. This time when I came, he took me to another house. That should be your testimony. Are you listening to me? Yeah. You will move from glory. The Bible says the path of the righteous is like the path that shines from glory to glory. And like when I told the man of God, he's getting ready to get a bigger one, a mansion. Because that's what the Bible says, from glory to what? The ministry is moving from glory to glory. Your business, your life, your money, your status, everything is moving from glory to glory. So it's a glory to glory. So I am moving from glory to glory. From money to money. From health to health. From salvation to salvation. Holiness, purity, righteousness is my portion. Let me hear you shout. Lift your hands up. When I count the number seven, you breathe in and you breathe out and you start praising God. Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Are you ready tonight? Breathe in. Breathe out. Let me hear you.
Left out.
jump on your feet, everybody. I want you to, from today onwards, listen to this. From today onwards, the spirit of joy has jumped into you. Are you listening to me? The spirit of joy is the spirit of praise. It is what confuses the enemy. What confuses the enemy is praise. It confuses the devil. That is the spirit that drops into you. And you're going to start celebrating right now. You come celebrating, and then you drop your offering. You will never be the same. Say, I receive it. Your finances will never be the same again. Say, I receive it. Now lift your offering up. Let me bless it. Father, I bless this offering. As they drop it, it's significant. Your offering tonight is significant. Listen to this. When you're dropping that offering, there's an exchange taking place. You're not saying amen. Come on. As you're dropping that offering, once you drop that offering, there's an exchange taking place. Whatever it is that represents shame and lack in your life, as you drop that offering, you're dropping it and you're taking, instead of taking shame, you're taking honor and wealth back. Are you listening to me? So this altar is also charged. And there's an exchange. When you drop that your offering, if it is sickness, you will never get up with it. Are you listening to me? You drop it with joy and you go back celebrating. Listen, I want to do something. I want to give this ministry another property. Did you say amen? I want to give this ministry another property. I don't know if you want a bigger property. This one will be just an office. Listen, if the ministry gets a new property, it means you're getting a property. You know that? Yeah. If the ministry gets a new property, it means you're getting a new property. And now, I'm going to pray before we do an offering. I'm going to release your property wherever it is in Detroit. I'm going to release it, and it will happen miraculously. Your property will come, and you will use this place for just maybe, I don't know, daycare or offices and for leaders meetings. Because soon, in this Detroit, when you come for workers meet or choir program, it will be this. Just the choir. You didn't say amen. You think I'm joking? I don't joke when I say things. It must happen. This ministry, this place will be the lowest you will ever go. This will be your office. God will give you a bigger property. And you're getting ready to take over this state, Detroit, Michigan. And remember what I told you last time I came? It will happen. Because God will not allow the words of his servant to fall on the ground. Now, how many of you are ready for the new property? Lift your hands. Let me release it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I release, I speak as a prophet. You carry the words of your servant, and you accomplish the predictions of your messengers. Now, what I hear in my spirit again, God is going to drop so much money in your hand that the property will be bought, you know, effortlessly. Now, when God gives you the money, do not do your work. Don't misuse the money of God. Make sure that the property is bought. Because I see God dropping wisdom in some of your hands right now. Now, stretch forth your hands. I know you have your phone, but just stretch forth your hands with me. So, in their hands, oh God, make sure you're stretching forth your hands, everybody. In their hands, your two hands, like you're about to receive something. Lord, I deposit. Oh, deliver no shabbat. Anointing for breakthrough. Anointing to get money. The Bible says, remember that God, for it is he who giveth thee power. That word power here means capability, capacity. It can be for you ideas, creativity. For it is he that giveth thee power to make wealth. It is possible to make wealth. So that power, I will lead it into your hands now, in the name of Jesus. And having said that, Lord, I declare that where the property of this ministry is, that property that has food, that has enough parking, that has a place for gym, that have a place for computer college, Bible school, I release it. Lord, that property is in my spirit. And because it's in my spirit, I can release it. So I declare to the four corners of Detroit, Michigan, and the surroundings, wherever the property is, I release it now in the name of Jesus. The property will come effortlessly because it will come by the grace of God. It will come effortlessly. Lord, wherever the property is now, we release it. Every permission that they need from the council and the state, we release it now. Come on, shout, I receive. The property has been set in motion. I'm telling you, soon you shall have your own property. Are you ready to praise God now? Yes, yes, come on. Give you
tonight. We want to say God bless you all. A lot of you heard the man of God, Uchi, of Double Double, and we thank you all for tuning in to a powerful service. We ask that you will tune in early part of tomorrow, or today rather, with the Angels of Melody and Rep Your Country, praise and prayer and preaching. And we thank God for that. And also we want you to tune in all day on Sunday. We're going to be having links going all over the place. You heard the man of God. He's going to be at Kingdom Culture, High Praise, and back here at Christ Successful Life Ministries. So we just thank you all for tuning in on today, this morning, this afternoon, this night, whatever it is in your country. We just want to say God bless you. We love you all.